Edward Mullins, president of the Sergeants Benevolent Association in New York, was asked today why some police officers in New York turned their backs on Mayor Bill de Blasio when he arrived at a hospital to speak about the killing of two police officers. Here is Mullins on New York's Pix 11.
My personal view is the mayor's turned his back on us. He's got elected on his campaign of attacking the police all along. He has not been supportive of the police, and he needs to understand that.
The two officers, Rafael Ramos and Wenjin Liu, were killed by Ishmael Brinsley, a black man with a long criminal record who said he was avenging the killing of black men by white officers. Mayor de Blasio, whose wife and son are African-American, had been seen as supporting protests against police. Bridget Bergen is with WNYC in New York. And Bridget, what more do we know about Ishmael Brinsley? Do police know if he had actually protested the deaths of black men by white police?
Well, what we do know is that Brinsley was someone who had traveled back and forth between New York City and Maryland, often taking the bus. In this case, they think he took a Bolt bus to get to New York City. They're not sure to what degree he was actually involved in protests. Police yesterday said that was part of their investigation. But in some of his social media feeds, specifically on Instagram, he did reference the deaths of Michael Brown and Eric Garner. And so there was certainly, he expressed a sentiment, how legitimate and how involved he was in actually being on in protests is not yet clear.
And what about the blaming? We just heard some over the weekend. Patrick Lynch, president of the Patrolman's Benevolent Association, said there was blood on the hands of the office of the mayor. We also heard criticism from your former governor, George Pataki, also blaming Mayor de Blasio. Is anyone coming out defending the mayor?
Absolutely. There are several elected leaders who have said, Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams, who is also an NYPD officer, completely dismissed the comments made by PBA President Pat Lynch, saying that, you know, this was a criminal act. There is no blood on the mayor's hands. This was an individual who did something and, you know, took the lives of these officers. That does not have anything to do with any of the policies of this administration or any of the decision on the part of the mayor to allow people to peacefully engage in, you know, protesting, expressing their First Amendment rights. Mm-hmm. Interesting, this morning, Governor Andrew Cuomo was on the Brian Lehr show, and he was asked very directly if he would condemn the remarks of PBA President Pat Lynch. And he would not do that. He said that he understood where the union presidents were coming from. He understood where the protests were coming from. He said he thought the mayor was doing the best that he can. Mm. And he called for essentially a cooling off period and, you know, reflected on the fact that this was a holy week for people of many faiths and, you know, asked, you know, people to allow cooler heads to prevail.
We thought it was also interesting that your former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, a great defender of police, also defended Mayor de Blasio and said to him it sounded like an insane man who was going to commit murder, you know, referring to the shooting of the police. But what about the police? The head of the Patrolman's Benevolent Association had also encouraged NYPD officers to sign a petition asking the mayor not to come to their funerals should they be killed in the line of duty. The relationship between the mayor and the police has been somewhat fraught. What is the sense of these same officers, some of whom turned their backs on the mayor over the weekend, will react to him going forward?
I think that it's important to know that there's a mix of sentiments. There were officers who did turn their back on the mayor when he was walking through a hallway in the hospital. That is an act that Commissioner Bratton has said that he doesn't support. And so much of what is happening now, it's important to remember that, you know, this is also a union that is fighting for a contract. And that contract dispute at this point is now in binding arbitration. The negotiations with the city did reach an impasse. And while I think there's certainly some within the department that do have very strong feelings about the types of change that the de Blasio administration wants to bring, they're very focused on community policing, very focused on changing the dynamic between police and community. at the same time, there is this very real negotiation happening that has, you know, dollars and cents connected to it.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Bridget, just to your brief observation, how is this hitting the city? New York can take a lot of punches. How is this reverberating there?
I think that it's fair to say there is mourning. Many of the police officers that you see in this on the street have black ribbons or black tape going across their shields. There are signs of the mourning bunting on some of the police precincts. Flags are at half staff. There's a palpable sense that there's a real tragedy that's taken place. And at the same time, there are those who, you know, who have been protesting and have been protesting peacefully that feel the need to make clear that, you know, they've never supported violence. They've never called for anything like this to ever happen. But just because something like this has happened doesn't mean that they don't want to continue talking about the types of reforms they think need to take place within the department. So I think that there's some people are trying to be conscious and to be careful in what they're saying, but there's a lot of grief.
Bridget Bergen of WNYC in New York. Bridget, thank you.
Thank you.